president's planning to charge the banks.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, it's The Morning Open. Hello, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Investors are sifting through some key economic reports, and the cell phone has quite the donation box. All that coming up. But first, where's Wall Street? Numbers are up right now. The S&P up by a fraction of a percent. The NASDAQ up a quarter of a percent right now. The Dow ahead by 10 points, 10,691. European markets are up as well, under half a percent. And Asian shares closed mostly higher today as well. The Hang Seng lost a little ground today, just a fraction of a percent there. A little later this morning, President Obama is set to propose a new fee to big banks to help recoup some of the money the government bailed them out with. Diane Swonk is chief economist at Mesirow Financial. She's with us live from Chicago this morning. Hi, Diane.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. So this fee, we're hearing it could raise more than $100 billion. It would cover the losses from the troubled asset relief program. Is it a good idea?
Well, be careful what you wish for, because as we exert the fees on banks, which have already begun to pay back the TARP much more rapidly than other TARP recipients like GM and AIG Corporation, that fee could be passed on to consumers. And, you know, this is something we already saw with consumer protection laws. It made credit harder, not easier to get.
Is there a risk, Diane, that, that these fees would be passed on to consumers? I mean, you know, we talk about lending. I mean, would it constrict lending maybe not to consumers?
At this stage of the game, there's no doubt that it could. And I think, you know, we have to be very cautious how we go forward, because well-intended policies, given what we've gone through, can often come up with ill-intended consequences, especially in election year when politicians are looking more to appeal to the populace than making good long-term decisions.
And coming up, the Congressional Oversight Panel takes a look at how the government can end the TARP. We're going to talk with Elizabeth Warren in just a few moments. Diane, back to you. This morning's economic news, weaker than expected. Jobless claims up, retail sales down. I mean, have those of us, and I'm the optimist here, thinking, you know, yeah, let's get this economy going again. I mean, are we being a little too optimistic?
No, the economy is in recovery. The problem is the recovery is subpar, and certainly not enough to offset the depth of the extraordinary recession we just went through. And at the end of the day, I think it's going to remain subpar for some time to come. The good is there's hope that we are in recovery. The bad news is recoveries are just regaining ground lost, and it was a deep hole we dug.
All right. Diane Swonk in Chicago. Diane, thanks.
Thank you.
Relief efforts continue to pour into Haiti after Tuesday's catastrophic earthquake there. Here at home, cell phones are proving effective at raising money for those in need. Marketplace's Sam Eaton has more.
Cell phone users have so far donated more than $3 million to relief organizations like the Red Cross just by sending text messages. And with the help of Twitter and social networking sites like Facebook, these efforts have gone viral, making this the largest mobile phone giving campaign in history. Tony Aiello is CEO of mgive.com, which is providing the mobile service to Red Cross free of charge. And he says it's so successful because in the age of social networking and 24-hour news, it allows people to donate on impulse.
They may have heard it while they were sitting in an airport waiting to get on a plane or over at a friend's house. And one thing they pretty much always have is the mobile phone with them. So it's a quick and easy way for them to respond.
But it's not without downsides. The money typically takes about 90 days to reach the organization you donated to, and it also paves the way for fraudulent campaigns. So it's important to make sure the organization you're donating to is also legitimate. In Los Angeles, I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and Progressive.com.
The Congressional Oversight Panel on the Troubled Asset Relief Program has a new report for the new year. The TARP is expected to be phased out this year, but in today's report, auditors are raising concerns about how the government intends to do just that. Harvard Law Professor Elizabeth Warren chairs the panel. She's with us now. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
So if this report is a look ahead at TARP, I mean, how then do we figure the government puts this program to rest? But also the idea of too big to fail. Is that forever ingrained in the financial system now?
Well, you've really put your finger on it, because this is going to be a tough program to put to rest. Even after we get repaid the money, if we ever get repaid the money, that has been lent out under TARP, we're going to have the lingering memory of the fact that the U.S. government was willing to shovel hundreds of billions of taxpayer dollars in, basically to rescue a handful of very large financial institutions.
So how do we fix that? How do we stop them from getting so big?
We have a couple of options. You could break them up. You could decide to tax them. You could decide to regulate them more heavily. Or you can use sort of the far end of it and say, we're going to change the basic rules about bankruptcy and liquidation so that it is possible to break them up if they get into financial trouble and to liquidate them.
Well, when all of this was sort of being hammered out in, what was it, September of 08, right? And, mm-hmm. and it seems like 100 years ago, doesn't it?
you think it seems like 100 years ago to you? You haven't been down in Washington doing this.
Well, you know, the original purpose going in was about toxic assets, right?
Oh,
I mean, we were talking about getting rid of toxic assets, and all of a sudden, you know, here we are a year and a half later, and we're still dealing with toxic assets. That hasn't been discussed. I mean, why?
Well, this is one of the things that's most deeply troubling about this bailout. But the underlying issues, the problems that brought us to the brink of collapse, have not yet been resolved. It seems to me that we still face a lot of fragility and a lot of risk. And we got to start changing some rules here. We got to start dealing with these big financial institutions, and we need to do it now.
Professor Elizabeth Warren, chair of the Congressional Oversight Panel, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And finally, just about everything inside the bankrupt Tavern on the Green restaurant in New York is up for auction. The Central Park entrance sign sold for $5,000, a chandelier, $15,000. There's another restaurant going in, but a judge must still decide whether it can pay a little green to use the famous tavern name. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.